You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
Welcome back into Zach and Evan here on Z Radio Live. A very special guest to bring on the program now. You may know her, you may have seen some of her YouTube videos, listened to some of her songs. We're very happy to welcome on Braylin to the program. Braylin, how's it going today?
What up?
Hey, everything's good. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing all right over here, and we're very happy to have you on because, you know, we get to talk to a lot of really cool and interesting people on this program, especially musicians. And one of the things, especially this time, we ask them is just how's everything going? I know it's a really strange time to, you know, be working in the world and trying to do what you love. But what's been going on with you?
Actually, I'm not too bad. I'm in Dubai, so there's not much going on about that lockdown. So I'm quite cool over here, so Dubai I don't have to be complaining.
Dubai has it covered, basically, with the whole COVID thing going on. That's awesome.
I don't know if it's fully finished, but I'm pretty cool here, really.
That's good.
So you're Belgian originally. How do you end up in Dubai?
Well, first of all, I hate being cold, so I love the sun. This is it. So I've been going on holiday in Dubai and I just love that country. So as I'm just writing lyrics, I can do it all over the world. So that was my favorite country. That's it.
That's awesome. I mean, I heard, I've never been to Dubai. I've always wanted to go, but like, I've heard it's like modernized now. Like they've really changed the look and landscape of what Dubai used to look like.
Yeah, see, I love Dubai because you got like the new Dubai and old Dubai. So you always have both. If you want to go like just simple, you can have some nice and simple things. But if you want some big buildings and feeling really crazy, you have both feelings. So that's what I love about Dubai.
That's awesome. And, you know, tell us a little bit about how... you know, tell us a little bit about how you got into music in the first place. You know, what was your inspiration and like, you know, what started you into this path of becoming a singer?
When I'm sad, when I'm happy, when I'm whatever my mood is, I just like to be listening to music. So I always loved writing music and singing since I'm a kid. So I just thought like now is my time and I want to do it. So.
And you kind of started this journey, what, just in the past 2 years where you really took this seriously and said, hey, this is something I want to do as a career, right?
Yes. Yes.
So
it's a bit late, but yeah.
And better late than never at that point. But yeah. What kind of inspired you to say, okay, I want to take this seriously. I want to make a career out of this. This has always been kind of a thing I loved to do since I was little. What transitioned you into taking it kind of full time?
I was tired of working and just doing. I just wanted to do something that I love. I wanted to take the risk just to do my music and to. I want to make my feelings. I want to write my feelings down. And when people listen to my music, I want that they feel my feelings. So I was like just dropping everything off to actually start music. That's really what I love. So.
And when you take that on, you obviously have to have some sort of management, some sort of team. How'd you kind of build that and to get that going to what it is now?
Obviously, I started on my own first and I had no clue about where I'm going, what I have to do. So I started to meet people and then, yeah, my team was building quite quick. Very quick, we kind of... small, big at the same time. So they're brilliant. I love them. So.
And you're part of AHS Records. Tell us a little about, you know, that organization, you know, and like how you guys are teaming up together to produce such awesome tracks.
Okay. So that's, I don't know. I was a girl who wanted to do business more than anything. Yeah. So, and I really loved music, so I knew kind of people around me who was interesting by doing a lot of new things, so we both went all together like and started this thing together. So that was not really I knew these people. We was all together, and that's what makes the label brilliant, because we're all on the same page and we started together.
And that's great to have that creativity and to be able to be backed by your record label is something that a lot of people in the music industry don't get that opportunity to do. They don't get that creative freedom and all that. So let's talk about your latest release, Cocaina. Let's talk about that, kind of the background on that and how it came to be.
I was thinking, I was just walking around. I had that beat and just wanted to have fun with the beat. So I've just let myself go, and that wasn't really hard. That's one of my tracks which really went quick. I was writing this very quick. The beat, the flow, everything was into, it was smooth.
Nice. You call yourself an Afro trap artist. I don't think I've ever heard anybody call themselves an Afro trap artist. So can you give like an example of what that genre is? I'm actually pretty curious about it.
Afro trap. Well, I just think that I don't know if I can class myself as Afro trap artist, but I like to touch everything. I like to mix things, so I don't want to class myself as a rapper or just a singer. I like all of it together. So the best thing to say was Afro trap, like something between a rap and Afro and. Yeah.
And to get to that point, you have to have some pretty interesting influences. Who are some of the people or some of the artists that you grew up listening to kind of form and morph your sound into what it is?
Oh, I grew up with, I think, the basic one, like everyone, Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, Drake,
Bia. Those are good names.
Yes. So some French also, some French rappers. I love French rap too. So, yeah.
What is the difference between French rap and I guess they would consider it American rap. I guess I don't know what are the besides obviously the language barrier, you know.
Yeah, I think I don't know, like Americans are. They have that, like, what I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. The best way to say it is, like, I feel like they have this in their blood. So this is it. It's, like, obvious when you listen to those rap beats, flow, artists. But French is more like a story, something that you live, like, every day. You recognize yourself through all those rappers, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and culturally, you know, the American rapper and the French rapper have significantly different backgrounds and different kind of things to talk about, too, which I'm sure has a big impact in yes. everything.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Again, we're talking with Braylin here, up-and-coming musical artist. Check her out on YouTube. Her latest hit is Cocaina. Before we let you go here, you know, what's next for Braylin? What's going on for us to kind of look out for and for your fans to also take note of?
Well, I don't want to say much. Just keep your eyes open.
Oh, come on.
Listen to my music. I have big project. I love music. This is the main thing I'm looking. I want that when my fan listen to my music, they're happy. They know what I'm saying is real. Mm-hmm. So that's my project. I want to touch everything. Like, but I want to be greedy too. I don't want to say everything to you. So.
What are some other things you want to get into besides, you know, obviously the music scene in sense? Is there other things that you have, you know, aspirations for in a sense, you know, that you're looking at for?
Do you know what? I love really two big things in life. First thing is music. And second thing is I really love to help people, you know, all that. Humanitarian things. Sorry if I don't say it right.
No, that was right. You were good.
I really love that. So this is one of my dreams. So I have two dreams. Like music was always my first dream, and really helping people go around the world. That's really what I want to do also.
And I think that kind of goes hand in hand in a way, especially the way you're doing it. You're making a name for yourself in music, and that kind of transitions itself. You know, if you're well known, you have that following, it's easier for you to kind of get into the door and become a philanthropist, become a humanitarian. So it's good to have that networking kind of skill.
Exactly. That would help. And like, I know a lot of people say that, but I've been doing it. Whatever, I'm famous or I'm not famous, this is always something who touched me. Like, this is the real world. So that's something I'm looking for. And obviously my music too. So.
Well, Braylon, we appreciate you coming in here to Zach and Evan. Keep doing what you're doing. All the best. And hopefully we can see you big time. And hopefully we'll see you out giving back to the community as well. Thanks so much for hopping on today's show.
Thank you. Thank you, both of you. That was very cool.
More Zach and Evan coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.